come along now to Melody Roundup. Gather around for music from out of the West with Bob Nolan, the Sons of the Pioneers, Country Western and his music, and the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers.
Folks, you know, out on the plains and the prairies in the cow country, there's things a cowboy looks forward to: shade, cool water, and payday. Because a good cowboy thinks first of his horse and then of himself. Shade and cool water are the most important of all. When a tired, dusty pony rounds a bend in the trail, he gets the smell of that fresh water, he pricks up his ears and steps a little faster. There's cool water ahead, and boy, that's for him. Our own Bob Nolan is the pioneer of the pompous feeling in his grand song, Cool Water. And it goes like this.
All day I face a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old and I with roots and dry and cold but dry. Cold water.
Familiar you boys are with water, ought to go past the bunkhouse early any morning and hear you splashing in that wash basin.
Yeah, that's blame tourists. They ought to be a law getting letting them tender feet out of the corral.
Well, Gabby, hey, mind you. What's the matter now, Gabby? Somebody stir some saddle soap up in your Wheaties this morning? Or did you forget to take off your spurs when you went to bed?
Oh, this place is getting too crowded, Roy. I'm overrun with half white dudes and 10-gallon hats. And they don't know a coyote from a cayuse.
Oh, well, it's a living anyhow.
Yeah.
There's gold in them bar dudes, Pappy.
Mm. You know what one of them fellas says to me? He says, what do you cowboys do about your chaps? Chaps, I says. I say, you mean chaps. Kind you wear on the back of a horse. He says, no, the kind a horse wears on the back of you. Yuck, he says. That blame bloody vile cowpoke.
Well, don't let it throw you, you old sidewinder. This is a lot softer life than punching cattle all day and sleeping out on the ground at night and eating beef jerky for breakfast.
Jerky for breakfast? A little more of this and I'll be jerky all day. And that helper you hired for me, that doggone burro jockey, Butt Ram. He's about as much help as a cap pistol in a gunfight.
You mean Pat? Well, I thought he was getting along fine. Didn't you tell me you sent him out to ride fence yesterday?
Yeah. You know what I found him doing? Riding the fence. Sitting right there on top of that barbed wire fence, hollering his head off.
Well, I hope you got him a horse and straightened him out.
Sure I did. 10 minutes later, he rides past me, hollering again. The bridle's busted, he hollers. I'm falling. Well, grab him by the mane, I holler. You mean what he says? I tell you, Roy, I ain't going to put
up. Now, don't let it get you down, Pappy. Times change, you know. Yeah. You can't sling those guns around like you used to. For some strange reason, there's a closed season on tenderfeet now.
Man, one of these days, I'm going to shoot my way out of this dry wash and light me a shuck for the plains. Like the time I rode clean across the panhandle with a couple of Texas Rangers.
Well, I didn't know you were ever with the Rangers, Gabby.
Well, I wasn't exactly with them, Roy, but I just barely managed to keep a jump ahead of them. Seems like I was scheduled to be the guest of honor at the businessmen's luncheon. I said Lincoln, didn't I? But I busted out of jail and hit leather. And...
Well, I never heard about this before, Gabby.
Of course not. I just thought it up. I mean, I guess now and then. Well, sir, I'd been riding across that desert for a week looking for water. And me and my horse was getting pretty weak when all at once my horse stumbled and throwed me. And right there in front of my very eyes was a spring.
A spring in the desert?
Yeah.
Come right out of the ground, did it?
No, come right out of my watch. I picked it up and I started...
Hey, Gabby, look. Huh? Let's go down to the bunkhouse, huh?
Bunkhouse? What do you want to get down to the bunkhouse for?
Can you think of a better place to tell this kind of stuff? Mm. On second thought, Gabby, maybe just you ought to go. I'm going to sing a little song with Dale Evans.
Okay, son. You go ahead and rhyme June with the moon, and I'll get down and pay for some hay. Yuck, yuck, yuck. See you later.
Okay, Gabby. Folks, here's a great little gal I'd like you to meet. She's as good with a powder puff as she is with a pinto. Miss Dale Evans. Come on out, Dale.
Boy, you just got me out of an argument with Pat Butcombe. He was trying to find out the difference between a mesa and a butte.
Well, if he can look at you and not know what a butte is, he's more ignorant than I thought. What did you tell him?
Well, I told him a mesa was a small plateau in Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. And a butte is the same thing in Wyoming, Nevada, and Montana. Doesn't that cover it?
Couldn't have done better myself, Dale, in spite of the song.
In spite of what song?
The one we're going to ride double on. I can do anything, you can do better. Country, will you throw a halter on some brag music?
I'm superior, you're inferior.
I'm the big attraction, you're the small.
Oh, I'm the major one, you're the minor one.
Well, I can beat you shooting, and that's not all.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
Well, I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I. Anything you can sing, I can sing louder. I can sing anything louder than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anyone you can whip, I can whip faster. I can whip anyone faster than you.
With your feet?
With my fist.
With a right?
With a left.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can rope, I can rope faster. I can rope anything faster than you.
Rope a pig?
No, a cat.
A sheep?
No, a steer.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I could be a racer, quite a steeplechaser.
Well, I can jump a hurdle, even in my girdle.
I can live on bread and cheese.
Only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher. I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Ready?
Okay.
Hold alert. Give up?
I quit.
Well, all right.
Folks, Miss Dale Evans with Bout Cowboy.
Way down along the Alamo lived a Bout Cowboy, just a real hit Joe. He used to hit the trail with a beat. And what he was singing through that wolf and me was strictly a killer, a hillbilly killer, from a Amarillo beat. A booty, 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 like a kitty. Get a long double wheelie. Booty, 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 booty. Tie it, tie it, booty, 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 like a kitty. Rose of San Antonio, wheelie. In the evening, he was at me up at dawn. He just rolled out his step. Morning was no time to get down his step. While he would wait until it was late. And he knew the right time had to be at night. Quickly a killer, a hillbilly dealer, stumbled Amarillo. Well, his name was Pete. Oh, get along, Doverini. And that boy was stopping the beating in me. And when he screamed, Melorini, yes, indeed, he's the boss.
Now, before we stake out the horses and pitch our dream sack for the night, we'd like to take you prospecting for one more song. Here are Dale Evans, the Sons of the Pioneers, and I, setting out with the music of country horsemen to break the trail in the hills of old Wyoming. Let me ride on the trail.
Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. Come along now to Melody Roundup. Hey, young, if you like Alaskan music western style, stick around. Because here's the king of the cowboys, Roy Rogers.
It's awfully nice having you with us. Say, Gabby Hayes?
I'm breathing right down your neck, son.
Hey, how are you making out with that beef we're going to ship, Pappy? You got those steers all ready to drive to the loading pen?
All singled out, fattened up, and facing south. We can start drifting them any time you say.
Good. It'll only take us a couple hours to drive them to the railroad. We'll move them out right after lunch.
Hey, I was talking to that doodle lady. The one that reads the stars and writes them horoscopes, you know.
Well, that's Miss Plank, the astrologer.
Yeah, she says this is an awful bad time to drive cattle anyplace. She says the stars is against us.
Against us, huh?
Yeah, I told her we'd sneak one over and get them cattle to the railroad before the stars even come out. She said, don't you? Oh, here comes now. Green book and all.
Horoscope, and you simply mustn't drive those cattle in today.
Is that so?
The time is most unfavorable. With Super in its ascendancy, Taurus the bull is in a second house.
I better get the bull out of the house and back into the bullpen.
Well, now that sounds real interesting, Miss Clank. So, as soon as we get the beef delivered, I'd like to hear some more about it. I'd like you to meet some of the other folks around here. This is Dale Evans. He and her dad runs a ranch down the road here.
Hello, Miss Clank.
How do you do, Miss Evans? Oh, you must be a March child. You look like the perfect Aries child.
Well, I'm part Scotch and part... Oh, Aries. Oh, yes.
And this is Pat Buttram, Miss Clank.
Yes, I've met Mr. Buttram. I believe he's Capricorn, the ghost.
Miss Clank, you're sure right there. No matter what goes wrong around here, I'm the ghost.
Oh, I hope you won't resist in this cattle marketing today, Mr. Rogers. The planets are in such an evil position. Anything can happen. Your cow drivers will undoubtedly be affected by the stars.
Oh, the only stars that worry these cow drivers of mine are the ones they see when they get into a fight.
But suppose they start to wrangle amongst themselves.
Well, shucks, ma'am, that's the only way to get cattle driving. So, just get the cowboys started. So, did you ever hear the story of Little Joe the Wrangler?
No, I don't believe I have.
Well, you just sit over there on the porch and listen while the Sons of the Pioneers and I... How am I doing? Sons of the Pioneers and I start off on Little Old Joe the Wrangler.
It was Little Joe the Wrangler, he'll never wrangle more. His days at the Remuda Bay are done. Was a year ago, last April, that he joined the outfit here. A little Texas gray and all alone. Said he'd try to do the best he could if we'd only give him work. Though he didn't know straight up about a cow. So the boss cut him out a mount and kind of put him on. For he started like that little stray somehow. We've driven to Red River and the weather has been fine. We were cast down on the south side in a van. When an order's coming flowing, we doubled up our guard. For it took all hands to hold a cattle in. Little Joe the Wrangler was called out with the rest, and scarcely had the kid got to the herd, when the cattle they stampeded like a hailstorm long they flew, and all of us were riding for the lead. When streaks of lightning we could see, a horse far out ahead, was Little Joe the Wrangler in the lead. He was riding old Blue Rocket with his flicker above his head, trying to check the leaders in their speed. At last we got to milling and kind of quieted down, and the extra guard back to the camp did go. But one of them was missing, we all knew at a glance, was our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe. Next morning just at sunup, we found where Rocket fell, down in a washout 20 feet below. Beneath his horse, night to a pulp, his spurs had rung the knell. For our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe.
That Miss Clank really worked at this astrology business, doesn't she, Roy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand she sent a fried egg back to the cook this morning because it was laid under the wrong sign of the zodiac.
Yeah, she's got more dope on the stars than a Hollywood columnist. Let's see what she's talking about to Pat Buttram, huh?
You see, Mr. Buttram, always be sure the zodiac is favorable. Everything depends on your relation to the zodiac.
Well, let me see now. I believe we was related to some zodiacs on my mom's side. Yeah, there was Barlow Zodiac. My cousin is my cousin twice removed. Then the sheriff come along, removed him again, and we were seen.
Well, that isn't quite what I meant, Mr. Buttram.
Oh, well, I didn't think it would. Howdy, Miss Dale.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
I've just been explaining the theory of astrology to Mr. Buttram, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, and it's real interesting, too, Roy. If you understand it, which I don't.
Well, don't strain your brain, Pat. Explain it to him in simple language, Miss Clank. I'll listen, too.
Well, you see, Mr. Buttram, everything depends on the sign you were born under. Yeah. That sign determines your future.
Oh, well, I was born under a sign that said, County Hospital. Does that mean I'm going to be a doctor?
That isn't the kind of a sign Miss Clank means, Pat.
No, she was talking about the signs of the zodiac.
Yes, it's the position of the stars that really influences our lives. Every star has its effect. Even the tiniest little meteor.
Little what?
A meteor, Pat. You've seen shooting stars.
Is that a meteor?
Yes.
Well, no wonder my papa used to get so tired down at work. He had a job reading them things. Why, he was busier than a cow's tail in fly time.
That's a little different, Pat. You see,
you ought to know my papa, Miss Clank. He's always trying to look into the future, too. Telling fortunes with cards and stuff.
We don't use astrology to tell fortunes, Mr. Buttram.
Well, Papa don't either. Yeah. He used to tell them with tea leaves, but he had to give that up. He drank so much tea, his skin was turning a kind of an orange tea coat. Well, we had so many used tea bags that Ma finally made herself a party dress out.
Can your dad really tell fortune, Pat?
Well, Pa says there's only one real sure way to tell a feller's fortune.
What way is that?
Sit down and count it. Sometimes he can't really tell about the future, though. I remember when a friend of mine was born, Papa told his folks just exactly what the youngster was going to be when he growed up. And he was right, too.
That's very interesting indeed. What did the youngster turn out to be?
Guess what Papa said. A mule. I better go see about him, too. He could get lonesome.
I'm going to get some more literature for you, Mr. Rogers. I simply must convince you to postpone that couple ride this afternoon. The stars are just not right.
Well, some of them are, Miss Clank. In fact, one of our favorite stars right here is right for a song right now. Right, Dale?
Right, Roy. But you're going to sing it with me, and it's called Roll On, Texas Moon.
Well, good.
When shadows come a-feelin', and you get to feelin' crazy as the moon. That's just the moonlight in your eyes, don't go on Texas moon. When dawn is gently breaking and the coyote's making with his mournful tune. That's just the way he has a saying, go on Texas moon. That's the only time the owl gives a hoot.
Ooh, the daisy hasn't been met.
And the star on high up and winks his eye.
And a bold little heifer winks back.
It's like a slice of heaven, starting long about seven, ending much too soon. You better hasten, time is wasting, so long, Texas moon. While a bird above thought the things of love.
And a sweet little doe said,
hiya, but
it's
like a slice of heaven. Starting long about seven, ending much too soon. You better hasten, time is wasting, go on Texas moon.
roll on Texas blue.
Thank you, Dale. That was mighty pretty. Say, I haven't seen your nephew around this morning. Did he come over with you this morning?
Oh, little Arthur, sure. He's around here someplace.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah, Bob. Howdy, Miss Dale.
Hello, Bob. Is little Arthur in trouble already?
No, we got him hobbled, Miss Dale. Roy, the boys are all ready for the ride in this afternoon, but that dude lady's got him kind of uncertain. She says this is a bad day to go anyplace. There's anything's liable to happen.
Well, I may have to throw a snaffle bit on her or turn her out the grave yet, Bob.
I can't think of anything that would happen that would stop you boys.
Well, I hope you're right, Roy. Might keep the boys kind of gentle down for now, though, if pioneers and me would whip up song.
I was hoping you didn't come here just to talk. How about cool water, huh?
That's the very one I had in mind.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Oh, Dan and I with hopes and dry and cold but cry for water. Water. Cool water. Clear water. Water. Keep on moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he's fresh to burn his hand with water.
Water.
Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Water.
The shadows sway and seem to say tonight we'll pray for water. Cool water.
Water.
And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water.
Water.
Cool.
Water.
Clear. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he's set to burn his hand with water.
Water.
Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Water.
Then feed our soul, he's yearning for just one thing more than water. Ooh, water.
Water.
Like me, I guess he'd like to live where there's no place for water.
Water.
Ooh.
Water.
Clear water.
Ooh. Clear water.
You know, we'd like to stick around, but it's time to say goodbye. This is Big Jack Little giving the closing words to Bob Moore.
Closing words are very simple, Big Jack. Just that this is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Come along now to Melody Roundup. Hey, gang, if you like your music Western style, stick around, because here's the king of the cowboys, Roy Rogers.
And welcome to the roundup, folks. It's mighty nice to have you with us. Say, Charlie, the dudes want to take a ride up Prairie Dog Pass tonight. Will you see which one of the hands want to go along for the last?
Why, sure, Roy. Gabby Hayes.
I'll come along with a canteen full of mouthwash.
Mouthwash?
Yeah. If a dude bites the dust, he'll need it. And after what I say to him, I'll need it.
I see. Dale Evans?
I'll bring a camera so we can shoot the dudes without riling the sheriff.
Oh, me. Pat Buttram.
I'll bring the liniment.
Sons of the Pioneers, call your name and get in the game.
Sherman.
Spencer. Country Washburn, if you ride the trail, play your scale. Everybody's declared in, Roy.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Hey, Gabby, what are your plans for old Fiddlefoot, that ancient cross-eyed Mary you put in the corral today?
Oh, she's for that writer fella in Cabin 9. You know, the one that wears the hard-boiled hat?
Yeah, Roy. He writes for Secret Love Blab magazine. Mm. You know, Drool in the Sun?
Oh, yeah, the writer of the Purple Page.
Yeah, that's the fella. That's
it. Well, even a galoot like that shouldn't get stuck with an old Fiddlefoot horse like that. Why, she's got more raw bones than a museum.
Well, maybe she is a mite withered in the withers, but she's gentle. Mm. And you know what Cleach Pootah says.
Who?
Cleach Pootah.
Who in the world is Cleach Pootah?
He's a Picamo Indian.
Oh. Now that's cleared up. What do we say about putting a dude on an old nag like that?
Well, Pootah says, Cayuse Dichi Goma Chichaco.
How do you unravel that?
Well, that means horse that can walk on hind legs has quick cure for tenderfoot.
Why did I ever leave Wyoming? Country, will you help me out with the answer to that one? Give me back my prairie with the cattle and wild game, where the hills are nice and curvy and the women are the same. Where cowboys all yell whoopee while a lariat they twirl, the timber wolves yell timber while they see a pretty girl. Oh, why did I ever leave Wyoming? Why, oh, why did I ever have to go? Oh, why did I ever leave Wyoming?
Cause there's a sheriff back there looking for him high and low and high and
back home in old Wyoming, folks are acting mighty strange. Since they started social climbing, how they've changed the good old range. Our farm is now a dude ranch, and there's carpet on the trail. The cowboys wear tuxedos, and the horses all wear tails. Oh, why did I ever leave Wyoming? Why did I ever have to go? Oh, why did I ever leave Wyoming?
Cause there's a sheriff back there looking for him high and low and high and low.
My Uncle Max in Cheyenne claims he's honest as the sun. He worked 6 years in a bathhouse and he never took a one. The sheriff finally got him and no more will Uncle roam. They caught him working in a bank and taking samples home. Oh, why did I ever leave Wyoming? Why did I ever have to go? Oh, why did I ever leave Wyoming?
Cause there's a sheriff back there looking for him high and low and high and low and high.
Hold still till I get this pack on your back. Doggone it, Fleetwood. Everybody has to carry something on these trail rides. Now you got to, too. Here.
Howdy, Pat.
Oh, howdy, Roy.
How are you making out? We're about ready to ride.
Well, just as soon as I get these packs tied on the Fleetwood. Hold still, doggone it. Oh, get off of my foot. He's just showing off, Roy. He don't even want to carry this bundle of lunch today.
Lunch? That bundle's as big as a bale of hay, Pat. Whose lunch is that?
Fleetwood. He gets awful hungry on the trail. All right. If you won't carry it, I'll just leave it here. I'll show you. You'll just have to eat the same food me and Roy eat.
That's telling him, Pat.
Yeah. Ever since I tried to make a racehorse out of Fleetwood, he's been awful temperamental, Roy. You know, I had him training to run in the Derby.
Your mule in the Derby?
Yeah, but it kept flipping down over his eyes. Hey, hand me that bundle over there, will you, Roy? It's a box of smoke for one of the dudes.
There you are. A box of smoke?
Yep, he's a chain smoker. Me and Fleetwood, we really enjoy these rides, though, once I get him started. We was up on top of the Mesa yesterday.
You were? Boy, the view up there is really something, isn't it?
It sure is, Roy. I couldn't get him to move for a solid hour.
Really liked it, did he?
No, he had his foot stuck in a gopher hole. He stood there till it got...
We're ready to hit the trail.
Well, good. Are the customers all saddled up, Gabby?
Ready and right in to go, son. Hey, Butt Ram,
yeah.
Go get that mess of junk of yours out of that trail while you're in front of.
Get it out?
Yeah.
Why, Gabby, you told me yourself to put it in there.
I told you nothing of the kind. I said for you to pack your bedroll away in the wagon, didn't I?
Pack my bedroll away in the wagon?
Yeah.
Shucks, I thought you said pack my roll-away bed in the wagon. Come on, please, let's go.
Dale, do you know what country horseman has done?
No, but our country, right or wrong.
Well, I don't mean country as in country tis of thee. I mean country as in country horseman, our orchestra leader.
Oh, yes, and he's a very able hand. That boy knows what the score is.
Furthermore, he's taken the score and written it down. He and his sidekick, Foster Carling, have written a bang-up new song called You Don't Know What Lonesome Is.
Well, let's stop right here and make him give.
Hold up, everybody. Hold up now. Anybody that wants to can dismount and rest a spell. We want to hear Country Washburn's new song. Now, if Bob Nolan and the Sons of Pioneers will get off their horses, I'll give him a hand, and I think we can get that thing started right off. How about it, Country? How about you singing it yourself?
When the hoot owl toots his toodle to the wail of the Nipwick hen, and the kingfun chirps in the chilly night, it's mighty lonesome then. And it's mighty lonesome when the wind howls through the jack pine boughs. But you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows.
Do we all but do we all but day by myself, by myself.
Now the ordinary feller gets off on a Saturday night, and he gets a chance to see his pals, which ain't no more than right. But when the saddle is your life, there's no time to carouse, and you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows. Keeper of the lighthouse, the sailor man at sea, and the lookout on the mountaintop ain't got a thing on me. 'Cause I got all the lonesomeness the common law allows, and you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows.
Do me all the day, cowboy blue.
Now you may often wonder why cowpokes sing so sad. He's thinking of the many things in life he's never had. No pal, no gal for company, just the cattle as they browse. Man, you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows.
Well, thank you, Country. That was really all right. But before we hit the trail again, we certainly want to hear Dale do a solo.
Well, how about It's a Good Day?
That it is, and the top of it to yourself, ma'am.
Well, thank you.
It's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for singing a song. And it's a good, good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes. And it's a good day for losing the blues. A good day from morning till night. I said, be the sun, good morning sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you're going to make a showing. And you know you've got the right of way. Because it's a good day for laughing out loud. And it's a good, good day for just being proud. So take a deep breath, chase away the cloud.
So long, but that's all for today. Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and all his gang will be coming your way again real soon. That, of course, means that I'll be there, too. And by me, that's Big Jack Littlefan. Goodbye, and good luck to all of you.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.